Shabbos Yerushalmi corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Kuf Lamed Daled. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Pei Zayin and we base at the Mishnah. Machitzin is a kofman lifnei hamila or lach hamila, mizafna lav biyad avalloi bekli. We may wash a baby before and after mila. We sprinkle on him by hand, but not from a kli. Rav ben Azarya oimer machitzin is a kofman biyam ha-shlishi, shechal yos b'Shabbos, shenemar, vayi biyam ha-shlishi, v'yosan koyavim. Rav ben Azarya says one may wash a baby on the third day from the mila, because the baby is very weak on the third day, as we see from the pasuk in Bereishis Perek Lamed Daled pasuk Chofei, and it was on the third day when they were in pain. Zatei grandogenus ein machan lo Shabbos. We don't break Shabbos for the bris mila of a suffic viable baby. I'm not sure if it might be a nasal and it might not be viable, or androgynous, which is one who has male and female genitals. Yudah matir the androgynous, whether Yudah permits for an androgynous. And the Gemara says, Anan tanina machitznes akotten, tani de base rebbe machitznes amila. The Gemara says, our text of the Mishnah says one may bathe the baby, and rebbe's base medrash they taught one may bathe only the mila, but not the entire baby. And we should now say, Yabor b'shem Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'mishu oimer machitznes akotten. Yabor quoting Rabbi Yochanan said, the halacha follows the opinion that one may bathe the baby. And Rabbi Yossi al kochach at oimer machitznes akotten. Tani shmo ein moinim loy shemen v'loy chamin me'al gabi maka v'shabbos. Rabbi says you are forced to say that one may bathe the baby, because Shmuel taught Abaisa that we never refrain from putting oil or hot water on a wound on Shabbos, and it's only to teach that one may bathe the mila. And Rabbi Yossi kol shah v'zeira Rabbi amalei tani masnisech v'loy oidela ela shemezalfen mayim al gabi maka v'shabbos. Rabbi Yossi said that Rabbi Zeira, my Rebbe, always used to tell me, teach the Mishnah to say, and not only this, but the one even may sprinkle hot water on a wound on Shabbos. Mama at Mishmachisnes Amila, ma ben makasei shagodah and makasei shakotan. If you say that one may bathe only the Mila, what's the difference between a baby's wound and an adult's wound? Rabbi Abo b'shem Rabbi Elazar halacha, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Abo, quoting Rabbi Elazar, said that the halacha follows Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbun b'shem Rabbi Abo, time of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, v'yayim ha-shlishi, v'yayim koyavim, v'yayisei koyav en ksif kanela, v'yayisam Koyavim. The Bun, quoting Abol, said that Rabbi ben Azariah learns from the pasuk we had earlier, and it was on the third day when they were koyavim, painful, and the word painful, koyavim, is in plural, but rather, maybe it should be written in the singular. Rather, it's to teach that all of their limbs hurt them. Would command the women who gave birth, all remedies that you do for a circumcised baby during the week, do them on Shabbos, do them even when the third day is on Shabbos. Shmuel said, due to danger, we may heat water for him. Yosef Rabun, quoting the Rabbanon of Bavel, said that we may heat water for him on Shabbos. The Tani came, Mecham hu Adam aluntif, v'noifna al gabi, v'nei me'ayim b'Shabbos, v'yito Adam arivim le'ayim me'ayim, v'le'achamin, v'yitnena al gabi me'ayim b'Shabbos. The Gemara asked in the Baisa that when we heat a towel and put it on the stomach on Shabbos, one may not take a bowl full of hot water and put it on one's stomach on Shabbos. It's forbidden due to refer on Shabbos. Or lest it spill and he bathes in water heated on Shabbos, or he'll come to squeeze, or the more so, one may not heat water. Rabbi Shur ben Levi omar leis kan ela muta. Rabbi Shur ben Levi answered that here, the stomach case, there's no danger, only pain. However, circumcised babies in danger, so it's permitted.